The Magnificent Century by Thomas B. Costain. Copyright 1951 by Thomas B. Costain. This book is read by David Case. Chapter 1. A Boy is Crowned King. October the 19th, 1216. King John was dead. The storm which roared about the towers of the Bishop of Lincoln's castle at Newark, and tore at the windows of the room where the royal body lay, was sweeping over most of England like a messenger of doom. The people of England, who had been despoiled and torn by civil war as long as John lived, were in an even more sorry plight now that he was dead. To make clear the difficulties of the situation into which the country had been plunged by the passing of the bad king, it will be necessary to cast back and tell briefly what had been happening in the island kingdom. When the United Barons forced John to sign Magna Charta at Runnymede on June the 15th of the previous year, that stubborn monarch had seemed reconciled to his surrender of dictatorial powers. Outwardly compliant, he had been filled, nevertheless, with rage and hate, and a determination to undo everything at the first opportunity. For some time thereafter he remained in seclusion, spinning his plans, and waiting for the messengers he had sent to the continent to gain him the assistance he needed. Some of them had carried a highly coloured version of Runnymede to Pope Innocent III. Others had been instructed to find mercenaries to fight on the king's behalf, and were recruiting professional soldiers at Rouen, Gand, Cologne, Naples. The Pope, easy to convince because John had made England a fief of Rome and had been ruling supposedly as the representative of the Vatican, decided that Magna Charta was wrong and declared it null and void.